It's Thursday, the 8th of July, and I'm in the basement of the Triangle at a new photographic exhibition, which has come from fairly unusual routes. And I'm with one of the people that's behind the exhibition, Mark Page. Mark, can you tell me how you got involved with the project and what you've got on the walls here tonight?
I was asked to get involved with it by Vaughan Allen, who's the chief executive of Cityco, and the idea was to open the city up to people to take photographs. There was a lot of things happening in the UK with the anti-terror laws. There are a lot of photographers were feeling that they weren't allowed to take photographs in city centres, and if they were, they were getting hassled by police and security guards. Cityco wanted to positively advertise Manchester as a destination to come and take photographs, where that wouldn't happen. So I was really pleased to get involved with it.
What form did the workshops and the days take that you've been involved with?
Well, basically, there was four photographers. We took groups of 25 each, and we all came up with a different kind of very, very loose brief. And mine was shopping. One of the other photographers took people. And we just walked around the city and spent 2 hours. It was a really nice sunny day, which is unusual sometimes for Manchester. And we took photographs. We discussed photography in general. We tried to get a more conceptual approach, I think, and just sort of broaden the idea of taking photographs in the city centre and representing Manchester.
What kind of people came along to the days?
It was all sorts. It was students who'd got the latest DSLRs. We'd got older guys who were Leica enthusiasts, down to people who were just taking photographs on the mobile phones. So we weren't that interested in the actual technologies. It was more about the ideas and you know, using the city as somewhere to explore and take photographs.
So how were the images selected that have gone on the walls tonight?
It was actually another one of the photographers, Len Grant, I think, and again with Cityco, with Vaughan Allen, they sat down and they kind of went through, and it was just a selection, really, of some of the images that they thought were the most representative of the day.
It was a big success, wasn't it? Because there's two more events in the diary now for a similar sort of approach to taking photographs in Manchester.
As far as I know, there was over 120 people applied to go on this course, and there's another two, one on the 17th of July and one on the 22nd of August, which I'll be taking, which again we'll be exploring maybe in a little bit more depth, I think, ideas of representing the city. Maybe looking back at some other photographers who've done that work and seeing if we can kind of come up with a different image of Manchester.
And you mentioned there have been certain cities where anti-terror laws and so on have prevented people from taking photographs. Have you been hassled at all in your work?
Luckily, I never have, but I know a lot of people have, particularly at places like Salford Quays and these kind of weird areas that cross over between public and private space, like spinning fields. I know a lot of people have been asked to delete photographs, not to take photographs, that kind of thing, yeah.
And what do you think is the solution to that closing down of public space?
I think things like this. I think an initiative like this where the police are told and people are positively encouraged and that local police authorities and security firms are made to realise that really, look, in the UK, we've got lots and lots of freedom, and unfortunately some members of the security industry think that we haven't. So something like this, which is promoting freedom to take photographs in the UK, I think is a big step in the right direction and one of the reasons why I wanted to get involved with it.